I think it's the wrong idea. It's not about ditching a name or dissolving the party. It's about making the party more responsive to the people that we are seeking to get to vote for us.
But Ruth, wake up and smell the coffee. Look at what happened at the 97 election, for goodness sake. All 11 Westminster seats wiped out. Last year's election, you got one. Petty.
Well, look at what happened in 97. Wales got wiped out. They didn't ditch the party. They didn't go off and separate from the rest of the UK. They didn't decide that they wanted to call themselves something else. They've managed to make a big comeback. So it can be done. And if you look at examples elsewhere around the world that aren't even in politics, you look at something like Skoda, for example. They used to be a disastrous brand. People used to think that they were a mockery. When they got taken over by VW, they didn't change their name. They didn't decide that they weren't going to, you know, keep their identity. What they did was they made better cars and they became world beaters. That's what we have to do with the Scottish Conservative and Unionist
Party.
But
as recently as last year, one MP,
410,000 voters went to their polling station and put a cross in the box for the Scottish Conservative and Unionist Party. We would be remiss if we dissolved what it was that they voted for. And I'm angry at Murdo Fraser for saying that the work that we have done within this party, and to denigrate the work that has gone on in this party from people who are Conservatives. They are Unionists. I'm a Conservative. I'm a Unionist. I want to be in a Conservative and Unionist party. And I will fight, Stephen. I will fight to make this party better in future.
You must, though, Ruth, rate Michael Gove, for goodness sake, Senior Cabinet Minister. He's relaxed about it. He says devolution means that you should allow the party in Scotland to determine its own destiny.
Absolutely, and the destiny that I want to see in Scotland is a party that continues to do well. If we're fighting the nationalists...
No, but what do you mean? What do you mean?
In the next 3 years, no, let me finish.
Hold on, but you said continues to do well. You can't claim you're doing well. You can't continue to do well. You need a massive U-turn here.
No, I want to see us doing better in Scotland. But what Michael Gove was saying was he was relaxed about the way in which we choose to fight in the future. The way I want to fight in the future is as the Conservative and Unionist Party. And the people that we will be fighting in the future are the Scottish National Party, who are wanting to break Scotland away from the rest of the UK. Their agenda is all about separation. That's what Alex Salmond eats, drinks and sleeps. And today, Murdo Fraser just handed that man a present.
Murdo Fraser has described your brand as toxic.
I don't think that's terribly helpful for Murdo Fraser, and I have to ask, if he's been an MSP for the last 10 years and deputy leader for the last six, what he's done to try and detoxify that, if that's what he truly believes. I think that we have a lot to say to the people of Scotland. I want to be positive about our party. I want to listen to the people of Scotland and engage with them on the issues that matter to them. And quite frankly, the people of Scotland up and down the land aren't talking about the internal workings of the Scottish Conservative Party in the form and the name that it should take.